knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's lovely.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole.
Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Yeah, it's the Monica J. Show. I'd rather it be your show, though. Talking about things you want to talk about. Talking text line 884-9910. And what a great Friday. You know, try to pull back from the shopping if you can. Next time you go into a store and you're thinking about Christmas and gift giving and all that, think about the person that you're giving something to. And don't just buy something to buy it. Don't just buy something because it's on sale. Get something for someone that is meaningful, that you know that they will love and appreciate. It's important. Trust me. It's important. It's the Monica J. Show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And before I get into this more detailed information for business owners out there that you need to know, it's from the USA Patriot Act of 2001. It's basically, you know, what the Supreme Court said the other day, that you do not lose your constitutional rights in a pandemic, even a fake one. So, speaking of constitutional rights, it is one of your rights. Actually, it's not even a right. It is just right now, it is a requirement, something you need to do. And that is to recall Governor Sisolak. This is a very important weekend, because it is the last weekend that there will be mass events to get this guy recalled. 6 days, 2 hours, 50 minutes. It's time for you to sign. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Bruce this morning, a true red, white, and blue patriot who is one of the heads behind all of this. Bruce, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you for letting me address your listeners there, Monica. I really appreciate it. We have
what's happening this weekend for people to get out and sign the recall petition?
Well, if you go to takingnevadaback.com, you can see where all the different signing locations are this weekend. This is the last weekend before our deadline, which is December 3rd. But I have some really exciting news.
Excite me, Bruce. Excite me.
Well, the courts in California determined that the lockdown measures that were in place that prevented the people from getting signatures on their petitions to recall Governor Newsom was a violation of their First Amendment rights. And that sets a precedent that we are going to pursue here in Nevada. We have contacted a very prominent First Amendment lawyer out of Las Vegas, and he agrees that we most definitely have a case. We have started a, now, as you know, Monica, all throughout this recall effort, we have focused on just getting signatures. Fundraising was not, and the whole monetary aspect of it was not where we focused. That was not our primary concern. Now it is. We have got to raise the money necessary to bring this case to court. Now, I know that I talked to the head of the recall effort in California. It cost them $67,000 to get their injunction filed. I know, which is why we have started a GoFundMe page, and you can go to that same website, takingnevadaback.com, and if you haven't signed the petition, I can't understand why, but we would appreciate if you could at least donate so that we can get an extension, so that if you haven't signed it yet, you may have a chance to sign it in the future. But anything anybody can do to help us, we greatly appreciate. Monica, as you know, in the history of this country, there have only been three successful recall efforts, and only two of those resulted in the governors being removed from office. This is historic, what we're doing here. If we're successful in this, and we can get the current czar out of the governor's office, oh my gosh, it'll send a message to the entire country. You don't have to tolerate your rights being negated simply because some tyrant thinks it's in the best interest of the public safety. There's no founding father ever said, well, we're going to give you this constitution and it's going to be the law of the land. Oh, unless there's an emergency. They never said that. We've got to stand up as Americans, not just take Nevada back, take this country back.
You know,
some
and
of
I'm...
the draconian measures that we're seeing instituted by some of these governors is just, I can't fathom why the people would just sit back and let this happen.
Yeah, and what gets me is the audacity that some of these governors are coming up with. We saw it with Gretchen Whitmer when that state Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, came back with her lockdowns are unconstitutional, and she laughed at them and said, I don't care. Now that the U.S., now that the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled against New York and Governor Cuomo, Governor Cuomo is coming back and saying, don't care. We're going to keep these things in place. So not only are they ignoring state Supreme Courts, but they're ignoring the United States Supreme Court.
Well, Monica, just a point of interest. It's readily apparent that these governors don't have any regard, not only for their state constitution, but for the United States Constitution. For instance, this Western States Pact thing that they came up with between Nevada, California, Oregon, and Washington. In order to join in any kind of a pact like that amongst the states, you have to have permission of Congress to do so. They didn't do that. That whole thing is a sham and unconstitutional. But they don't care.
Yeah, they don't. So
it's appalling to me.
You're getting me excited about this extension. But here's my concern, because, you know, I hate the term, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here, Bruce. And that is the last signing, the last group that we had at the beginning of the year who tried to put this through, and they tried to get an extension because of the lockdown. And because we have such liberal judges here in this state, it was thrown out. How is it going to be different this time? Is it going to be because California set the precedent, or do we have something else?
Well, it'll be different for two reasons, Monica. One, we're not going to file in a state court. We're going to file in federal court. And that eliminates the possibility of some local district judge that has liberal leanings and likes to legislate from the bench. That would negate that from happening. And additionally, in that first recall effort, they had basically 45 days at the beginning of that recall effort where there were no lockdowns in place or anything that would prohibit them from getting signatures. I believe that first recall effort, they had their focus divided between fundraising and getting signatures. Our effort has been solely on getting signatures. But with these stay-at-home orders and all the different things that have been in effect throughout this entire recall effort, it has not only hampered and hindered, but in some cases, downright eliminated the possibility of us being able to collect signatures like we should be able to do. And that's what we're going in and fighting for. We have a right to redress our government, and a recall petition is one of the ways that we can do that. But when that right is stripped from us because of these pandemic measures that have been put in place, we no longer have the right. And yeah, that's what we're fighting for. And since we're filing in federal court, as you can well imagine, a federal case, well, costs a little bit more money.
That's what
California did, by the way. They bypassed the local judges and went to federal court.
See, here's what bothers me, Bruce, and that is here's a statement from the Assembly Republican Caucus, and that is, after 8 months of contradicting directives, massive budget cuts, thousands of Nevada business closures, and even more of our hardworking citizens on unemployment, far too many Nevadans head into the holiday season with a sense of hopelessness. Okay, so the Assembly Republicans are going to push several bills to dramatically reduce the governor's power to impose emergency directives, closing down businesses and restricting people from various activities. Now, they're saying that, you know, he's wielded his power and it exceeds his responsibility. So the people who are pushing this are the same people who won't sign the recall petition. What do you think about
that? Exactly correct. Well, you're exactly correct, Monica. We have received little support or any from the Nevada GOP in our recall effort. The basic sentiment is, well, that's stupid. It's a waste of time. Your efforts are better spent trying to get the right people in office. Well,
I hate to interrupt, but I think is very funny because the Nevada GOP right now is seeking donations. And if you donate to them, you get a Sack Sisolak bumper sticker. Wouldn't it be better just to sign the petition?
Why, yes. Instead of donating money to what has turned out to be a lost cause, because we still have a Democrat-controlled assembly and a Democrat-controlled Senate, and we have a Democrat in the governor's office. Now, do you really think that the Republican effort to push through these measures that limit the governor's emergency powers are going to go anywhere during this next legislative session?
Nope.
When we're outnumbered in the entire legislature? No, it isn't going to go anywhere. It's empty rhetoric. How
Absolutely.
About do something that means something?
So, Bruce,
sign
I'm looking
this
at
petition. Help us with the recall.
I'm looking at the takingnevadaback.com website, and I see a donate button through PayPal, and you can do the Visa and everything like that. But I don't see any information on the GoFundMe page. What is the GoFundMe page under?
Well, that should be under the it should be a separate page on the website. And our IT person was working on that to get it up this morning. If it's not there yet, it soon will be. But okay, you can always go to our Facebook page, too, because I know that the link to the GoFundMe is there on the Facebook pages.
Well, but if you don't want to do the GoFundMe, because that takes a percentage of what you build up there, you can just go on to the very front page of takingnevadaback.com and hit the donate button, and it just pops right up so you can donate directly to the cause.
Either way is fine. PayPal takes a smaller cut of your money than GoFundMe does. So when you donate, understand there's a very small portion of your money that is going to them, not to us.
And you need it worse.
Monica, yes, we do. And by the way, just so your listeners understand, again, through our entire effort, we have not been focused on fundraising. We want your signature, not your money. That situation has changed. We need your signature and your money now.
So is there...
extend this recall effort.
I got to let you go. I got to go into a break. But is there any one location that you want to express to people, especially in Washoe County, that they can get to?
Well, I know that the Reno Guns and Range over by the Harley Motorcycle Shop, they have a signing location, and we will be having a notary there for anybody that has petitions and need to get them notarized. We will have a notary there on December 1st.
Okay. Perfect.
So if you're sitting on a petition and you need it notarized, please come.
That'll be next Tuesday for that. All right. Bruce, thank you so much for your hard work in all of this and your family's hard work and, you know, everybody who has participated in this recall effort. Now we just need to get that extension. So let's do this, because let's make history. Let's really make history within the Republican Party. Without the leadership, let's do it with we the people.
Outstanding. Thank you, Monica.
You're very welcome, Bruce. Thanks for calling and giving us the update today. It's very appreciative. Let's give thanks for our rights and our right to be able to do this. Don't put it in the search engine. Just go right up to your internet taskbar at the top and type in takingnevadaback.com. And we'll make history. And we'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show.
A patriot of the first order.
On FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT.
92.3 FM Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine.
And I love hearing your opinions. 884-9910, talk and text line on this post-Thanksgiving day. Happy, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have an entire long weekend just filled with family and friends and joy and support. You know, heard horror stories that family members are just turning away from each other. Parents telling their children that if they don't get the coronavirus vaccine, that they'll never see them again. If your parents are willing to put that type of health risk on you, I'd say, okay, well, nice knowing you. Sorry you feel that way. Sorry you would put me at risk. A lot of people watching movies and spending their time that way. You know, one of the reasons that we are in the position that we are in is because of liberal Hollywood. You fall in love with actors and actresses and musicians and different type of entertainers. And then when you discover their political views, just kind of shatters everything. But you have to remember, they have been in the business of mind control pretty much their entire careers. You know, you do this, you do that, you say it this way. Watch the movies that have been out there, how they've desensitized us to violence, how they desensitized us to, you know, even Family Guy, you know, adult animation. Stewie, a baby, getting married to an ex-con, an adult man. You know, ex-con I don't really care about. It's the adult man that it portrays. A dog having sexual relations with people. You know, these things get into your mind. Trust me, they get into your mind and they desensitize you to these things. A lot of people love and loved the actor Robert De Niro. But I just want you to know of his latest statement. This is actually, I've been meaning to get it out to you for a while, but since we have a short segment here, this came out on November 23rd. He posted and was, I don't remember if this was from an interview or what, but he is warning, in all seriousness, because we know how he feels about Trump, but he is warning Robert De Niro, warning Donald Trump supporters. He says President Trump's supporters should be afraid of what's going to happen when he's out of office. What's going to happen to us? What is that supposed to mean? Sounds like a threat to me. We've already heard others talking about putting any Trump supporter, putting any Trump employee in mind control camps, deprogramming camps. Do not for one second think that a Biden regime wouldn't do that. Because the CDC is already proposing concentration camps in America to separate families to stop the spread of COVID. They call it the shielding approach. And it's three levels of confinement. So, you really need to know what's going on in this country and in the world around you. Know what the World Economic Forum is. Know what they do in Davos, Sweden. Know what the Bilderberg Group is. All these things that the media has tried to tell you was conspiracy or not real. It's all real. And you're the prize. We'll be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here with me today. And we're going to sweeten your day just a little bit because nothing brightens up the holidays better than a gift from the chocolate shop. You know, I love the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville. So be listening because sometime this half hour, I'm going to give you the number to call in and give you the chance to win a gift certificate. Yes, a gift certificate for a box of truffles. Now you can share it. You can give it as a gift or you can just keep it for yourself. It's a $25 value. So thanks for being, that's just kind of our thanks for being here and being so wonderful. So just got a quick email here from Wayne. Wayne, thank you so much for reminding me to put this out there. There is going to be a rally a Trump rally that meets at the Trump headquarters. That's over at 4th and Keystone at their office over there. That's kind of where they're going to start out at. And it happens this Saturday. Now, they're going to be meeting in Reno around 10, 10:30. But then after everybody's all together, about 11:30, they're going to head on down to Carson City, where lots and lots and lots of people are going to be rallying for Trump in front of the state capitol and the legislative building once again in the area right there. So it's a start in Reno to end up in Carson City. The end goal is to get everybody, as many people as we can, to Carson City tomorrow, Saturday the 28th. It's a great way to walk around and visit with people and, you know, work off some of that, not so much the turkey, because that's nice, good protein, but the pumpkin pie and the stuffing and the potatoes and all that good stuff. Please, please, come on out. We had a lot of great news from Wednesday, and I didn't get to talk to you about it or share it with you on Thursday. It's so frustrating when that happens. But great things happening in Georgia, even greater things happening in Pennsylvania. And this election is going to be overturned. You can see it. You can see the legislators coming together. You can see the judges coming out and finally say, yeah, okay, Dominion, no good. They're seeing now what they've been kept from, that the votes were changed. Our votes were sent out of country, tabulated, changed, and then sent back in. That's going to have to be Monday's poll question. I'm going to have to write it down now so I remember to send it in, because we have to get rid of Dominion. Ross Miller, our Democrat Secretary of State, signed us up for it, spent millions of dollars on it. But sorry, we need to get rid of it. It needs to be gone. And a new system has to be put in place. Do we go back to paper ballots? Well, is that going to really make a difference? The machines they used to count, those were manipulated. The mail-in ballots were manipulated by sending it to people who were dead, who had moved out of the state, who had moved out of the country. So do we do this again? In Pennsylvania alone, okay, they sent out 1.8 million mail-in ballots. They got back 2.5. That is some pretty strong evidence of voter fraud. It's all online. It's on YouTube. Check it out. Go listen to the hearing. Yeah, it's 3 hours, but go listen to the hearings with the Pennsylvania legislature. Go listen. Listen to Giuliani. Listen to Jenna Ellis. Listen to the witnesses, even some Democrats as witnesses, that there was fraud and manipulation going on blatantly. Blatantly. This is not the country worth giving thanks for. We are so far from where we should be and from where we need to be as from where we came from. I want to get back to celebrating a country that holds the Constitution sacred. And not just for Republicans, not just for independents. For Democrats, too. Because Democrats, no matter what party you're in, you should believe in the freedom of speech. Are there no religious Democrats out there whatsoever? You should believe in the freedom of religion. You have Joe Biden out there just flat out saying, I'm going to get rid of that because it creates hate. No. True belief in God and his purpose for us is love. If people are manipulating that, then they are not of God. They don't believe. You should believe in the freedoms of our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And if you don't, then there are plenty of other countries who are more than willing to have you. Russia, Venezuela, head on over to Iran and Iraq. People say, but I'm an American. I want to live in America. You want to live in America because of the freedoms that we provide, the freedoms that you're trying to destroy. That's just how stupid they are. So bring your American flags, bring your Trump flags. If you can't meet at the Trump headquarters over there at 4th and Keystone, 10:30, then just go straight to the Capitol. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Get there early. Stay late. Because that is what proves that this election has been stolen. You don't see those crowds for Biden. I think that's why President Trump had his rallies right up until the day of the election. So people could be reminded. People could have that visual. So they could understand that there was no possible way that Joe Biden could win this election without fraud. These states will be overturned. It'll take some time. But when it comes to the freedom of this country, that's okay. We're in it for the long haul. We just watch out for each other and keep building each other up. Bring that positivity. Bring that love. No dark days. Thank you so much for the text. If you missed my interview with Dr. Matthews talking about the just, wow, flat out need for vitamin D, not just in your body for every day, but to help fight the coronavirus, go into the podcast that's already up. Listen to what he has to say. Listen to how you can find out more. Just got this from Forrest. Leslie Ray Matthews knows doctors. RNs are not trained. Doctors and RNs are not trained on how the body works or what it requires. 90 vitamins and minerals. D and calcium are the most important for elder. I'm 57. I still skate vertical pools, ramps, half pipes, wakeboarding at Lake Lahontan, snowboarding, rock and Lahontan concert series summer 2021. You have to know what your body needs. And we don't get it in our junk food. We don't get it in our processed food. We don't get it being told to stay at home inside. Yet you have to eat outside. Can't you see how the things that they're telling you are just to confuse and to manipulate you so you are so scared you just don't know what to do? Get out and enjoy the fresh air. Get out and enjoy the hugs and touches from your family and friends. Because we are creatures of contact. That builds us up and makes us stronger. Vitamin C, vitamin D, get what you need, and this will all get passed. Because the Democrat governors and the so-called Republican ones in Democrat states, this is how rhinos bring down the Republican Party. Can't let it happen anymore. They've been dumbing us down. They've been deflating our health for decades. For a purpose. For the Great Reset. It's all right there. Weaken people to the point they don't care and they don't see what's going on. This plandemic, it was planned. And it just didn't get the strength that it needed to pull the wool over everybody's eyes. Don't be one of those. Stand up and fight for what you believe in. Can be right back with your deprivation of rights. But before we take the break, right now, caller number 5, 884-9910, you've got yourself a box of truffles from the chocolate shop. Right after this, we'll be back.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 991fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
Actually, you want to get more Monica, go to Jerry Evans and tell him you want a third hour. That's the way to do it. Hey, congratulations to Dan Walter of Genoa. Congratulations, Dan. You got yourself that box of truffles from the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville. And let me tell you, if you are disappointed that you were not the winner, guess what? We are going to give these away for the next 2 weeks. Yes. That's how much the chocolate shop loves us, and that's how much we love them. We're giving away truffles for the next 2 weeks, so be ready. Actually, it's the next, 3 weeks. Yeah, the next 3 weeks. We got a lot of them coming your way. Because you know what? Chocolate makes people happy, and we need more happy people. All right, let's make some happy businesses out there. Because this information needs to be spread far and wide, and I will try and get it out the best I can. If you are a business owner and you are having problems with OSHA, with law enforcement, with these stupid, stupid mandates, the USA Patriot Act of 2001, Section 802, Definition of Domestic Terrorism, all right? Acts that appear to be intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population are acts of domestic terrorism. Get in contact with the Constitutional Law Group. It's www.constitutionallawgroup.us and ask them for help. They've got a sign that you can put up. Notice to all government officials and law enforcement, this business is operating lawfully. We are not in violation of any license to do business, edicts, and orders issued by any governmental power, or are nothing more than suggestions. We are not required to follow them. We are not breaking any laws. We are fully aware of this, and now you are aware of that fact as well. So stop. If you proceed with acts of intimidation or coercion, you are putting your own financial security and liberty in jeopardy. Once you knowingly and willingly violate your oath, you forfeit judicial immunity and may be sued in your professional and private capacity. You are subject to lose everything in your private capacity. So for all those OSHA people out there actually writing the fines, you better be prepared. For the businesses out there, again, log on to constitutionallawgroup.us. Have some vitamin D and vitamin C and have a great weekend. I love you. God bless you. I'll be back on Monday with more sweet stuff from the chocolate shop. Mwah!